John for a little while. Bought me a bracelet. And never gonna take it off. To tell you the truth, I can't believe that we were invited back because we got to go last year. And, you know, I never know what to wear or I don't know how to wear jewelry. I'm so uncomfortable. I keep turning this thing around. And we went out there with my kids, my little scallywag country kids, covered in their bruises. And I have a 4-year-old and I have an 8-year-old. And so last year they were 3 and 7. And Elton and David, they have 2 kids too, but their kids are like road scholars. They're like tennis stars and shit. They're just incredibly well-mannered and they make me feel stupid. And so I don't even know how they make my poor kids feel, but we're going out there. And it was the first time Elijah, my youngest, had experienced jet lag. So first morning, we get up, we go downstairs, and Elton John's sitting at the breakfast table.
Yeah, I know, right?
Order a cappuccino. My wife sits down with my 3-year-old on her lap. Benjamin sits down, holds a napkin on her lap, and she's trying to do the manners I taught her. And Elijah just takes one look across the table at Elton and projectile vomits. Onto this Versace-laden table with like napkin rings and blown glass sculptures. And my wife, she's doing the mom thing, she's trying to catch it, her hand just like... And that's just my life flash before my eyes. And Elton, he didn't even try to pretend it was okay, he just went... I never thought we'd get invited back. And Elton calls me up a couple months ago and says, would you guys fancy a trip back down? And so we get invited back. And so I'm like with my kids, I'm like, right, COVID fucked you guys up. You didn't learn anything. You're anywhere. Get your life in a fork. We're going to learn to eat properly. Please, thank you. And I was like militant with these kids, like about their manners. And I'm like, get your knees off the table, no elbows. And the knees thing just kept happening. So we get to Elton's house in the morning and it's like time to go straight to the breakfast table. And I'm like, we're gonna get this right this time. So I said to Elijah, I was like, what are your manners today? Like, what are you gonna remember? And she goes, no knees and no puke. So there were no knees and there was no puke. It was overall a very successful trip. My big girl is just too dignified for all of it. She was just amazing. She was charm personified. I was so proud of her. I was proud of both girls. It was a good experience for them, you know, and a weird experience. They're gonna grow up and tell people and they're not gonna believe them. Anyway, I'm an awkward mother. I'm not a natural one, and I wasn't natural starting at day one. And I didn't know what to do. I didn't know what to call myself. I didn't know who I was supposed to be. Because my wife, she carried both my girls. And it was like, so what am I then? What am I then? Like, my body didn't tell me. My mind didn't tell me. Pop culture didn't tell me. My childhood didn't tell me who I was. And my friend told me I was going to have to create a mantra and tell myself who I was. And so I wrote this song about becoming a mother, and I thought it was so unique. And then I found out that this is a feeling that is ubiquitous. It's a universal feeling for all parenting. Not just queer people, not just women, but men and everything in between. So I wrote this song, and it's called The Mother. But I've since learned that it's not just about being a mother. So this is for you. This is written by my Evangeline, but if you have an Evangeline, or a niece, or a nephew, or a child, or a cat, or anything that you love more than yourself, this one's for you. No knees, no puke. Welcome to the end of being alone and
You always knew the melody, but you never heard it rhyme. She's fair and she is quiet, but she doesn't look like me. She made me love the morning, she's a holiday at sea. The New York streets are as busy as they always used to be. But I am the mother of Evangeline. The first things that she took from me were selfishness and sleep. She broke a thousand arrows I was never meant to keep. She filled my life with color, canceled plans, and trashed my car. But none of that was ever who we are. Outside of my windows are the mountains and the snow. I hold you while you're sleeping, and I wish that I could go. All my writing friends are out accomplishing their dreams, but I am the mother of Evangeline. And they stay out where no one thought it through. The world that stood against us made us mean to fight for you. And when we chose your name, we knew that you'd fight the power too, girl. You're nothing short of magical and beautiful to me. I will never hit the big time without you. So they can keep their treasure and their ties to the machine. 'Cause I am the mother of Evangeline. They can keep their treasure and their ties to the machine. I am the mother of Evangeline. Sing the hymn with me.
I can't lie to you, this is the kind of mother I really am.